This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep. This is a morning for the U.S. government to advertise its effort to calm the financial markets. It's a morning to advertise that and hope the stock market keeps going up, which so far today it has been. The Treasury Department says it will guarantee many of the money market funds where millions of people have their savings. The government also temporarily banned investors from betting against financial stocks. The biggest step will be a plan still to be written for the government to take over billions of dollars in bad debts held by financial firms. Treasury Secretary Henry Paulson this morning said the plan will be expensive.
We're talking hundreds of billions. This needs to be big enough to make a real difference and get at the heart of the problem.
A few minutes ago at the White House, President Bush stressed the need for fast action by Congress.
Secretary Paulson, Chairman Bernanke, and Chairman Cox have briefed leaders on Capitol Hill on the urgent need for Congress to pass legislation approving the federal government's purchase of illiquid assets, such as troubled mortgages, from banks and other financial institutions.
There's that phrase we keep repeating over the last day or so, illiquid assets, bad debts that cannot be sold off. NPR's John Itzde has been covering this story all morning and, in fact, for quite some time now. John, what would the plan do?
Well, we don't know all the details yet, Steve. Paulson said this morning he and Fed Chairman Bernanke would work out details with Congress this weekend. But as the Secretary said, and as the President described in his news conference, the government wants authority from Congress to acquire the bad assets that are at the heart of this financial crisis, these mortgage-backed securities owned by financial institutions, which they can't sell, and which have already brought down AIG, Bear Stearns, and Fannie and Freddie, and made the whole world afraid to lend because no one knows who will be next to fail.
This does sound familiar because the government bailed out savings and loans by taking over a bunch of them in the 1980s. Is this the same plan?
There are similarities. It will involve a government entity that would acquire bad assets from companies at a deep discount, like the Resolution Trust Corporation did after the huge S&L crisis 20 years ago. It would presumably hold the assets for a time and then sell them back into the market at a later date. But there would be some big differences from the original RTC. It was disposing of assets of dead firms, S&L's the government had taken over. In this case, the government would be trying to save financial firms and the financial system by removing these toxic assets. Also, the original RTC was a big organization. Given the urgent nature of the current crisis, officials may not have time to set one up, so they may run this out of the Treasury.
Which gets into the sense of the difficulty of the details here, John Inste, because if somebody owns a company, they're essentially saying to the government, please take my bad assets, but let me keep the good parts of the company. I can see a lot of contention arising from that.
I can imagine there will be a lot of contention, and that contention will probably come out in the discussion with Congress. But last night, after their meeting with Bernanke and Paulson, members of Congress seemed very open and aware of the open to this plan and aware of the urgency. Here's Democrat Chris Dodd, chairman of the Senate Banking Committee.
It's their proposal. We're waiting for them to receive something from them. We will then, based on a bicameral, bipartisan basis, react to it. I have no idea what it will look like at this point. I can't tell you numbers, volume. This is a serious moment. I've been in the Senate for 28 years, been in Congress 34. There's never been a moment as serious as this one.
And Dodd said he expected to receive a formal proposal from Secretary Paulson and Chairman Bernanke at a hearing of his committee next Tuesday. He said he would make Senate staffers available to work with the administration over this weekend.
So the overall bailout of the financial industry is proposed and not yet affirmed, but a couple of steps are definitely happening this morning, right?
That's right. Secretary Paulson called them tactical moves. One of them is deposit insurance for money market funds, which have seen a lack of confidence in recent days.
They're considered pretty safe, but people are worried about them anyway?
Absolutely. That's the nature of this crisis and the depth of this crisis. And as President Bush reminded us in the White House in his statement a few minutes ago, confidence is critical to our economic system. The second thing is a temporary ban on the short selling of financial stocks. That's being put in place because of concern that short selling, which is investors betting against the stocks of financial companies, may be pushing financial companies to the brink of failure.
NPR's John Itzde is with us live. John, thanks for your help all morning long.
You're very welcome, Steve.